Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Zach, I guess let's start from the beginning. The slow starts, the inability to get some of that momentum going that you seem to find a way to get going in the second half, but not being able to score points in the first half. What do you think has to happen for this offense to flip the switch early so you're not constantly trying to play from behind?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and that's what we're trying to figure out as a team is how we can get started early. You know, I got to play better from the beginning. You know, I'm sure everyone's thinking the same thing. And so going into this bye week, that's the focus. You know, how can we start fast? You know, this league is too hard to always be coming from behind. So, you know, we got to figure something out there.
Is the game moving fast for you? I mean, do you feel like at some point it's going to get a lot slower than it is right now? Does it even slow down during the game?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, the more I'm playing, you know, the slower I feel like the game is getting. You know, it's going to keep getting slower as I get older and keep getting reps. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's, you know, the reason why we're having these, you know, struggles early in the game. You know, I feel like it's a confidence thing team wide. You know, I got to come out and throw that thing and just get us going from the beginning. You know, we can't have those three and out drives to start the game. It's you know, demoralizing and it kills our tempo and energy.
You know, you mentioned the bye week. Bye week can be about self-scouting. What do you think you're going to be able to work on and even learn about yourself in this offense as now you've got a couple of weeks to get ready for your next one?
Yeah, really the same thing we've done every single week. You know, how can we just get better from the tape, keep working on those things in practice, and then, of course, starting faster. You know, we got to get some points out from the beginning, and, you know, that's something we got to figure out.
All right, Zach, safe trip home. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that is Zach Wilson. Dan, back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, I really think it's in the way we're starting. You know, I don't know what it is. You know, we got to figure that out over this bye week, you know, how to fix that. You know, I got to play better at the start as well, you know. You know, because it's interesting. In the second half, right, every single game we've looked really good. And it's, you know, we know what we're capable of and we're able to show it there at the end. But I think we just got to get a good rhythm going, you know, some flow, something, you know, starting three and out, you know, isn't the way to do it, you know, sitting on the sideline. So, you know, I'd really say that's what we got to get better at, you know, because we have the tools. You know, coaches are putting us in a good position and obviously we're able to move the ball down the field. You know, and it's interesting because in those 2-minute drives, you know, I feel like confidence for everybody is higher than ever. You know, so we got to start the game that way.
Exactly. You look at it from the outside, the slow starts, to say, is it preparation? You know, that they're not coming in. But have you feel good about that, like scripted plays in the beginning of games, and it's just not working?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's preparation at all. I'd say the guys are ready. I would just say it's a block that we got to get over. You know, and it's like, we start the first game or two, you know, with a bad first half. And so, you know, that kind of hit the same trend and we got to get out of that trend of starting bad. You know, it's like our mindset is, hey, you know, we didn't start well, but, you know we can do well in the second half. And like, we got to do well the whole game. You know, we can't keep trying to come from behind. NFL is too hard to always come from behind. So I'd say, you know, that's what we just got to come out slinging it right from the beginning. You know, I got to come out and just throw that thing, you know, made the right reads, and I just missed some throws. You know, I can't come out and just miss throws, you know, and they're not throws that, you know, are hard. You know, the coaches are putting us in a good position, and, you know, we just got to get some momentum going.
At the first trip down to the red zone after the CJ forced the fumble, there's a couple short throws, one to Crowder, like, was the middle of swing pass that you missed, and then the screen pass from Dan Morgan. What happened on those? Was it, like, shorter throws that maybe are –
Yeah, well, one, the screen, you know, those, we didn't get hands on the guys on the inside, and I got to do a better job of trying to get out of there. You know, that first one was a screen, and then, you know, the back was, you know, right behind the tackle. I should have tried to throw it out there and lead him to go get the ball so he's out of the way. You know, that's just lack of execution all the way around. I got to do a better job of getting him the ball right there, and, you know, we have a big play there. You know, the other one, you know, I was thinking, obviously, to hand the ball off. They brought that pressure from the field, and I was going to throw into it and just didn't get my handset. You know, I just got to rip it and get him the ball. And I just tried to get out there so quick, I didn't even get my handset. So Definitely plays we got to clean up, and that's exactly what I mean by as far as just like we got to get going. You know, I got to make those plays, and we got to get this this offense going. Yeah, it was the exact same throw I just made there at the end to Keelan on the sideline, you know, and that one was obviously more out of frustration of just like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to rip this ball to the sideline. He's wide open, just like the one early on. It wasn't a bad decision. He was wide open, and I just got to make a better throw. You know, whatever it is, I got to come out and be ready to rip that thing. I can't be, you know, hesitant on any of those throws.
What was Robert's message to you guys?
Yeah, you know, we got to figure out during this bye week how we can come out and start better. I think that's the message all the way around. You know, I know the defense is beating themselves up as well, but, you know, we got to find a way to not have three and out drives, get them off the field. You know, I think we had like one drive in the whole first quarter when we go three and out. They start with the ball. They get a couple drives, and all of a sudden the end of the first quarter, and, you know, we touch the ball once. And so it's hard to get anything going. We got to establish something on offense. It's tough. And so, you know, Coach Sala's message is we're going to figure it out. We're going to, you know, we're right there. We really feel like we're right there as a team, and it's just the little things, and it's being able to start fast. So it's a process, but we're going to keep getting better every single week.
Zach, sometimes when there is one unit that's struggling a lot, and the other unit's kind of picking up the slack, and the other unit's okay, I mean, you can sometimes have a locker room that splits a little bit. How do you keep carrying your guys' weight when maybe things aren't necessarily going? Because if you think they do, that's to put you guys in position.
Yeah, it really, you know, they're going to do the best they can every single play. We've got to take advantage of our opportunities, you know, not worry about how long they're on the field or, you know, some of the plays that they're making, but they're doing a great job of getting the ball out over there and getting us some turnovers. And so we got to be able to capitalize on those. Special teams got us some good field position as well. And so we had plenty of opportunity. We just have to be able to take advantage of those. And, you know, I think really it just comes down to confidence and just understanding that we can do it. And we got the right guys and the right mentality and all of that. And so we just got to be able to execute. No, I wouldn't say let them down. You know, I would say it's part of the game, right? I mean, there's times where it's third and long and you know, we're praying the defense gets off the field and we get back up. But we understand it's hard in the NFL, and those guys are, you know, going to give up some, but they're going to keep battling all the way to the end. You know, as long as everyone's got that full effort and, you know, they want to be great and they're going to give us everything they have, you know, we understand everyone's working their butt off out there. So I have full trust in them no matter what. And so, you know, we're going to get back to work, and those guys want to get better, and we got to get better as an offense, and I got to get better. Well, I would say, you know, we can't have, you know, stalled three and out drives and then put together a couple really long ones. You know, if we're gonna have to punt the ball, let's at least get a couple first downs first. Let's change the field position. You know, let's, you know, get some rhythm going. You know, that's the hard thing is when we start three and out, that's what's crushing us, is going right back on the sideline and just sitting there again. And so we got to find some way to move the ball from the beginning and get that confidence going. You know, we get some confidence going there at the end, and you just see it from everybody. Like, we're able to move right down the field with no issues. So something there we got to figure out.
You kind of talked about it last week with the first touchdown in a while and how that kind of reduced the tension. Do you think there may be a situation right now where early in games you guys are pressing because you haven't had that success yet?
Yeah, I wouldn't say necessarily pressing. I wouldn't say anyone's trying to do too much. I wouldn't say, you know, my mentality definitely isn't, you know, how can I, you know, get a big play or anything here. It's, you know, how can I be efficient? How can I get completions? How can I, you know, help us be in third manageable and help us move the sticks and just get first downs? You know, everyone's, you know, doing the same thing. They're all thinking about that. So I wouldn't say it's a pressing issue. I just think it's a confidence issue of us needing to be able to execute and hone in on our assignments, and I need to be able to make good throws.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.